A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 17 to 19. I, Yahweh, your God, teach you what is good for you. I lead you in the way that you must go. If only you had been alert to my commandments, your happiness would have been like a river, your integrity like the waves of the sea. Your children would have been numbered like the sand, your descendants as many as its grains. And the second reading for today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 16 to verse 19. What description can I find for this generation? It is like children shouting to each other as they sit in the marketplace. We played the pipes for you, and you wouldn't dance. We sang dirges, and you wouldn't be mourners. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he is possessed. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom has been proved right by her actions. The Gospel of the Lord. These readings for Advent are perfectly in tune with the recently published encyclical of Pope Francis. In this letter, which I haven't digested fully yet, I've read some from the beginning and some from the end, and there's heaps more yet to be mined and treasured and contemplated and put into action. And this these readings show forth Yahweh's compassion in the book of Isaiah. Yahweh is still looking out for his people. And in the second reading, you show these people squabbling within themselves, not knowing what they're seeking, knowing they're seeking for something, but not knowing what it is. Is it this pattern or that pattern? And there in Yahweh's reading, in Israel's reading, Yahweh was promising to come as a savior, and Israel was there waiting for the savior. And when Jesus came, he sent his followers out to be disciples, to bring the good news to everyone. And now in this letter, Pope Francis is doing exactly the same. This is the theme of his encyclical, Tidings of Great Joy. Go forth and spread the good news with joy. At one part he says, you cannot be preaching the good news if you're like sourpusses. It must be a happy experience. If we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we have something to give to others. And Pope Francis is full of faith in the resurrection. He says the resurrection is not an event of the past, but contains a vital power which has permeated this world. Wherever all seems to be dead, the signs of the resurrection suddenly spring up as an irresistible force. For Pope Francis, our faith is not merely about personal relationship with God. It means going out to other people, reaching others, sharing the good news. But it's not just a pious exhortation, a pious teaching. Pope Francis has obviously experienced the ups and downs involved in pastoral activity that we all know. He seems to know well the pain and suffering of many people of the world in all walks of life. And he does his analysis of contemporary society with anguish and suffering, but sees that we can do something about it if we are nourished by the light and strength of the Holy Spirit. This is what he's calling us to. And this is the teaching that is forecast in the gospel readings of today. We must go forward in faith. And this is the gospel of good news, the tidings of great joy. I think it's the best Christmas present I've had in ages. The message is not just for regular church-going Catholics, but for all peoples of the world, all those who are seeking for God in whatever their walk of life is, all those who are in positions of leadership within the church, within the economy, within society, all of those he's talking to, with a reminder that the trickle-down system is not working. The false pursuit of consumerist goods and passing ideologies is not satisfying. People need to be nourished by the Word of God and led to live good, healthy lives in sound relationship with themselves, with their Maker, and with those around them. Thank you, Pope Paul, for this reminder that we are a missionary church and we go forth full of joy.